Austin Park, it's 15 degrees.
Check it out.
The McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love.
Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Happy R&B Fridays, everybody.
Well, well, well. Look who we have here. Decided to come back to work for a day.
It feels so bizarre being awake at this time in the morning.
Oh, 3-day weekend wasn't long enough for you, mate.
Not at all.
Decided to take a 5-day one, come back for work for one day, then I might have another 2 days off.
I like to call it flexible hours.
Right. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
You flexibly come in when you feel like it.
When you feel like it.
Yeah.
You're on a casual contract.
You're on a casual, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but of course, get paid for the whole time.
Oh, of course. I'll take that as sick leave.
Take that. How you been? Hey, shout out to Mike, by the way. He did a great job filling in for me. How have you been, Pippa?
Mate, I've been great. Mike's been doing a cracking job. We've just been, you know, powering through.
Have you?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, you know what? I want to jump in with Beers, Boobs and Balls straight away.
Do you?
Oh, Socceroos last night got a 1-1 draw against Syria.
I've been seeing this on my Instagram feed. Everyone's outraged.
I'm outraged.
And I bet you are.
Oh, so much I want to say about that referee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll dedicate a whole segment to that for you just after the news at 6:30, if you like.
I've missed Beers, Boobs and Balls.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have any beers while you were away?
No beers.
Really?
No.
Find that hard to believe. Maybe we need to drill down on that after 7.
I feel like I'm going to get interrogated about this. What is this? An episode?
I'm just concerned for you. You've been away. What's going on?
Mm.
What's wrong? Have you been unwell? Who knows?
I've been sick.
Oh, you've been sick, have you?
Yeah. You know when you're sick and you call your boss, you've got to put on the voice?
Yeah.
Hey.
How you going?
I can work tomorrow. You never call your boss. You go, hey, how you doing, mate? I don't think I'll be in for work tomorrow.
Just feeling a bit under the weather.
Yeah,
get me another one. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, really not feeling good, mate. Yes, he's good. Sorry, for a second there, I thought I was feeling better, but I'm not.
What's up? It's Cousin Tina, the Grand Illusionist on Hit FM with Pippa and Jimmy.
We're going to talk to him a bit later in the show.
Australia's premier illusionist
and escapologist. Oh, did you give away Wake Up Call, by the way?
We did not. It's up to $850.
What about Smash for Cash?
No, up to
$4,150.
Cash still on the board.
Let's kick off R&B Friday and open up your toolbox, Pippa.
Oh, yes.
We'll do it right after Kanye West. Touch the Sky. Morning Dub on the Central West. Hit 93.5. This is Dubbo on the Central West, number one with R&B Friday hits all day long. Currently 16 degrees. Good morning, everybody. We do it all thanks to Macca's, and $2 from every Big Mac sold this McHappy Day helps keep families with seriously ill children together for McHappy Day. It's an exciting week this weekend.
Oh, the weather's heating up. We're officially in spring.
Mm-hmm.
Winter's over.
I guess this song that I've got here, the Calvin Harris Summer.
Yeah, great.
I'm going to play underneath this segment.
Nice.
Might be appropriate because we've had summer-like conditions.
Haven't we just, which I'm thrilled about.
Some people may be confused, especially if you're from a country where it's like -1 during the summer. You might be confused that it's actually this hot.
Yeah, you're feeling like a heat wave. Mm. Exactly. I'm loving getting my shoulders out.
Are you?
It's tricky because it's still cool in the mornings and then it heats up during the day. Some days are really hot, some are more mild. I'm really struggling with my wardrobe choices, Jimmy.
Are you? Mm,
it's very tough.
I say just bikini.
Times are tough. Bikini at all times.
Let's do bikini and Speedo Day.
Bikini with a fur coat over the top in case I get cold. Great. I'll just whip out my fur out of the closet that I've been busting to get out of. All year. Very exciting news, though, across Dubbo on the Central West, because the Wellington Pool opens its gates once again for summertime happiness.
Ooh, when's that?
This year. This Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's.
Great.
Tomorrow's it opens from 6 a.m. And you can do an early sesh from 6 a.m. to 7:30 in the morning, or a day session from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Nah, you'd be crazy to do the 6 a.m. It'd be too cold then, I reckon.
Well, once it gets hot. You feel like you're in a spa once it gets hot.
Tony would be down there, Speedo's on.
Oh, will he be in Wellington, will he?
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So, they've got an Olympic-sized swimming pool, 2 children's pools, that's where you can be.
Okay.
Children's play equipment, you can play on that when
Thanks.
You get bored of the water,
Cheers,
when you get all pruny and your fingers and toes. Barbecue and picnic area.
Great.
Perfect. perfect day out.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Head down to the pool.
Good day. It's going to be 27 degrees.
Beautiful. So that's the day. Yeah. Everybody, clear your schedules. We're going to the Wellington pool.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Can't wait. Yep.
Let's get this on and we'll make it a party, a pool party.
And everyone just dance around like pretending they're in their Speedos.
Yeah. Everyone brings down their speakers and we all press play at the same time. It'll be really loud as well.
It's
going
to sound great.
Pitbull on R&B Fridays. How good is that? It's Pippa and Jimmy morning, Dove on the Central West. Pippa, I've got your R&B Friday rap challenge topic for you.
Okay.
I'm going to do that in under 5 minutes' time, let you know
Thank
what it is.
Thank goodness, because I need some time to write the dang thing.
Mm, and then you've got to perform after 8:30.
Feeling a bit nervous about this.
Great.
But I need to chat to you about something, mate.
Okay,
we need to just sit down and have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Because Friday of last week, we did the show. It was all great. Heading off for the long weekend. Yay, I went to Sydney. You went to Melbourne.
Mm.
3 days off. Didn't do the show Monday because it was a public holiday. Come back Tuesday and you're not here. Yep. Wednesday, not here. Thursday, not here. Oh, apparently you're sick. I've got to ask. What do you mean? What do you mean you were sick for 3 days after a long weekend, mate?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Come up.
Of course it's going to come up. You're not here for 3 days after a long weekend. You're like, oh, I've got 3 days off, and instead of taking three, I'll take six.
I was ill.
You were ill.
Ill.
Can I see your doctor's certificate and this will all be put to bed?
It's already, the dash man, the GM here, he's got it.
How convenient. I don't have it, he says.
In fact, doctor offered me to have today off as well, but I said, no, I'm coming back to work. Right. Here's the thing that happened.
Okay, so tell me, explain to me what happened. Because, mate, I saw something on your Instagram that,
I don't know.
Well, it was you having a great time out with friends at a party, it looked like, having some beverages. Mate, you looked really sick, I got to say. You looked really under the weather.
Okay, so this is what happened. You know how I had a bit of a sore throat on Friday?
Have a bit of a tickle in your throat.
Mm.
Didn't stop you going to Melbourne.
No.
Mm.
Well, because sometimes you had a tickle in your throat. It could be anything. It could come and go. It could take 5 minutes. It could, you know, it could stick around for a year.
In your case, it took 5 days.
So I had the tickle in my throat, thought, that's fine. It's not nothing too much. Went down to see my mates in Melbourne on Friday. Had a fun Friday night.
Fun Friday night. Yeah. Key phrase there, people. Fun Friday night. Yep.
Woke up Saturday and my throat was a bit sore.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do Friday night?
I went, I was cleaning it with beverage, which is known for cleaning things.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You know, when you're drinking. Right, okay.
Look at my Betadine here. It's got 1.2 milligrams of diabrolala alcohol.
Right,
So the alcohol's obviously good for it.
Okay, right, okay. So you were thinking on Friday night, got a bit of a sore throat, might need to go out and have a few beers.
Yeah.
Help my health. Because I've got a sore throat. Alcohol numbs it, kills the germs.
Yeah, exactly.
How'd you feel Saturday?
Oh, it's a bit more of a tickle in my throat.
I'm shocked.
It was grand.
Shocked to my very core.
It's grand final day.
Oh, okay. I bet you just stayed at home and did nothing for that then, didn't you?
Re-cleaned it.
Great. Yeah. Okay, right.
Woke up Sunday.
Yeah, hang on. There was another grand final on Sunday, wasn't there? And hang on, both of these grand finals had Melbourne teams in them and you were in Melbourne.
Yeah.
It's a very convenient story, mate.
Look, here's the thing. Woke up on Sunday and it was bad. Woke up Monday, it was even worse.
So hang on. What did you do on Sunday? Did you just go, guys, I'm really sick. I've got to lie low because I've pushed it too hard.
Oh, I took it easy. I only had a couple of bevvies.
Right, so you were still out with your mates, still talking?
I was meeting up with some mates.
Oh, okay. So you weren't, like, you didn't take a little notepad and pen where you just wrote everything down because you're like, guys, I can't talk because my throat's so sore.
Who are you, Tracy Grimshaw?
No, maybe it is. I just want honesty, mate. That's all I want. I want honesty in this relationship. Openness and honesty.
Here's the thing, I was ill.
You were ill.
I was too ill to talk. You heard me. Yeah.
You were also too ill to come to work.
As I said to you, I was akin to a rugby league player twisting an ankle. You know, they're not like out completely.
Right.
They're just, for their sport, they need their ankle. Oh. For my sport, I need my throat.
Go away.
I need my throat.
Go away. If I don't see a doctor's certificate, I've got nothing more to say to you.
For music lovers out there, Pippa, we've got some exciting news.
Do
and we? Then we are going to speak with Cosentino Australia's premier illusionist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any magic questions you could ask?
Can you make yourself disappear?
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I like
can
that.
You wave a hanky and then poof, be gone? Yeah.
Sounds like Apollo off The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Actually, he's a magician, yes.
He is a magician.
Might ask him about that.
Oh, I might ask him about
is
that.
Is he maybe competition?
Oh, is Apollo his new biggest competition?
Yeah.
Because he's on a reality TV show.
I know.
Hey, Pippa, do you remember this song by Maroon 5? Believe it or not,
what a tune.
15 years old.
I can believe that because I remember listening to that in my grade 10 hospitality class and girls were crying when it came out on the radio. When the single came out, everyone was like, this is the most beautiful song I've ever heard in my life. This is when Maroon 5 came on the scene.
They came on the scene 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And the sign of a good band, really, is when they keep making great music. They have just announced their newest album. It's going to be available October 6th, so today, but it'll be American time, so a bit behind.
A bit after that.
Includes 10 brand new songs, which I cannot wait for. This is going to be my weekend music sorted, including songs Best For You, Wait, Lips On You. So it's going to be another classic Maroon 5 album, including one song called Whiskey featuring ASAP Rocky.
Wow. I mean, Adam Levine, far out Brussels sprout, he can sing.
He's good,
it's
isn't he?
Sensational.
I love Adam Levine.
Yeah, he's pretty delicious.
So really looking forward to that new one by Maroon 5.
Can't wait to give that a spin.
Yeah, we'll get that on your airwaves as soon as we can as well. Another one a little bit more controversial for you though right now, Pippa.
Oh, we love a bit of controversy on this show.
A Canadian restaurant has introduced a no-screen policy after 5 p.m.
No screens for any of their patrons?
Yeah, so once happy hour kicks in, the rule includes Kindles, tablets, iPads, mobile phones, etc. from 5 p.m. daily. You're not allowed to use them. Zilch,
so what if you want to Instagram your meal?
No Instagramming your meal.
What? How are they meant to let people know that, hey, look at how good the food is here? How are they meant to market themselves?
Well, apparently, people have been so outraged about this, they've picked up their screens and tweeted about it.
Well,
Oh, the irony.
Oh, right. Mm. What kind of restaurant is it? Does it say?
It's just like your everyday like Canadian restaurant. Like
just your every so just some maple syrup on toast, pretty much, and just with some maple leaves on the side. Yeah, yes. Just an everyday Canadian restaurant. Great.
So no need to Instagram that.
Okay, well, you never know.
I agree, though, sometimes, because sometimes you do go to dinner or lunch or something with your friends and they're on their phones. And
here's
like,
a question. Yeah. What if it's a work dinner?
Oh, if it's a work dinner, it's fine.
Yeah. No, because they might have to look at spreadsheets. They might have to pull up graphs.
I say, like, when a work dinner, it's mostly boring. So I say just use your phone.
What if you have to do a conference call and you're like, where will we go? Let's go to the Old Maple.
No.
This Canadian restaurant. No, can't have the conference call there.
No conference call.
What if there's an emergency and someone has a heart attack after eating their oysters and, oh, we've got to call 911. No, device-free zone. Sorry, we're going to have to send out a carrier pigeon. Hope it gets there in time.
No, in their defence, it's a screen-free zone. So you can get one of those old flip phones with no screen and just punch in the buttons.
Right.
Ring,
or
ring.
Just use the landline. Maybe. Yeah. Or smoke signals, maybe. I hear they're popular in the mountains.
Oh, do you like a smoke signal?
I don't know.
You can check out more of those stories at hit.com.au. Click on the Scoopler tab. Cosentino, he's on the line. We're going to chat with him right after this one from Teo Cruz. It's R&B Fridays. Pippa and Jimmy, 7:38. Good morning, Dubbo, the Central West. I came today and stayed. Drake, it's R&B Friday morning, Dove on the Central West. $2 from every Big Mac sold this McHappy Day helps keep families with seriously ill children together. Support McHappy Day at Macca's this McHappy Day.
Oh, I can feel the rage rising up inside me.
Oh, because it's time for your R&B Friday Rap Challenge.
It is. You told me I needed to inject a bit of rage into this.
I want to feel the passion because today I've given you the challenge to do a rap about Jared off The Bachelorette. Now, last night on the episode, Jared got like really worked up and up in arms.
He was fully triggered.
Because somebody had sabotaged his pot plant that he was growing with Sophie.
I know. Sophie's got a plant. Jared's got a plant. They're growing them together like they're growing their relationship. Mm. Sophie's plant's growing. Jared's plant, it's all but dead.
Have a listen to this. Jared got really fired up. Come on. Oh, the computer.
You got really fired
really
up.
Fired
really
up.
What sabotage do you think there was, Jared?
Well, people could have pissed in the pot while I was outside.
Can you smell urine on the plant?
I'm not going to try and taste
There's
the
no
soil.
Plant.
Who has told you they've done stuff to it?
Blake.
Is Blake the only one that
yes.
said he's done something?
That's what I'm saying.
What? I didn't say shit.
But look at you. Look at you.
I didn't do it. Trust me.
He's calling foul play.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling sabotage. He's like, there's no reason why my plant shouldn't be blossoming. Somebody has weed in my plant and killed it.
And now it's your rap challenge about Jared's pot plant.
So, Jared, this is from Jared's perspective, and it's all about how he just wants everyone to keep their hands off his plant.
You ready to roll?
Ready to roll. Here we go.
Can't touch this.
What Jared's saying about my plant.
Pippa Moore. She's in the house. Morning, everyone.
Can you crank it a bit for me? Yeah, great. Love it. Here we go. My plant. I've worked so hard. Everybody says, oh, my Lord, a bit of dirt and some seeds is going to make Sophie fall for me. It feels good because I know she's the one. All the other boys, I know they're done. I've got my secret weapon to make Sophie blush, and this is a plant you can't touch. I mean it, guys.
Can't touch this. Go on, Jared.
I'm serious.
Can't touch this. Double on the Central West. Windows open.
Stop it.
Can't touch this.
Guys.
Can't touch this.
Blake. He's throwing his tricks, trying to get a rose and probably a kiss. Thinks it's funny to wean my plant. Come on, mate, pull up your pants. Trying to kill it all for the show. Using it as a toilet bowl. He's peed in my pot. The soil looks dry. This kind of behavior ain't gonna fly. Without my plant, I don't stand a chance. I've had enough. I'm taking a stance. They've messed with the one work in this show. They're all gonna know. You can't touch my plant. Stop touching my plant. You can't touch this.
Okay, double on the central rest. Let's do it. You can't touch this. Channel your inner Jared.
You can't touch this.
One more time. You can't touch this.
If everyone could stop touching my plant, that would be great.
You were virtually Jared there.
It was uncanny, was it?
Uncanny, and you look like him too.
I hope I didn't get too shouty McShoutson on the microphone, but he did get a bit upset.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He got angry.
He was outraged.
Shout out to Jared if you're listening.
Don't touch my plant. Carrie Bill.
Macklemore, glorious. This is Hit 93.5. It's R&B Fridays. Hope you're having an awesome Friday, everybody. And happy weekend as well because...
Oh, team, we've had a short week. How good does it feel to have made it to Friday already?
I know. I've really worked hard this week.
Can you just not be involved in this chat? When I'm talking to Dubbo in the Central West, we've all worked hard for 4 days.
Yeah, you worked for four days, that's it.
You have worked for 1 day and now you're like, oh, thank gosh, it's Friday. I'm so ready for a weekend.
I tactically came back today.
I bet you did.
Yeah, because
I knew it was a tactic thing.
You don't want to feel guilty. You don't want the guilt all weekend of not being at work.
Yeah.
So you come back from work, I feel good.
Show I've on and put on a brave face.
Put on a brave face.
Look at how sick I've been. He hasn't been sick.
Excuse me.
You've not been sick.
You're not a medical professional.
Where's your mate? Show me your doctor's certificate put it to bed.
I told you, it's in Dashman's office.
Right, we're about to go into a meeting. I'm going to say, Dashman, where's this doctor's certificate?
In front of everybody.
Yeah, in front of the whole staff meeting. I'm going to say, where is it? For everyone else who's slaved away for a four-day week, congratulations, guys, we've made it.
Here we go again.
We've done so well.
Slaved away for a four-day week.
Yeah, we have. Time's been tough. So everybody's been working hard, and I bet everyone's just really excited that it's Friday and we've made it.
Mm.
A short week feels really good.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. You wouldn't know anything about that because you do one-day weeks.
Yeah, good one, Peter Moore. I'm going to be glued to my TV screen though this weekend because the A-League's starting.
Oh, no, hang on. You don't want to do that because it might make you sick. And are you going to be back Monday?
I hope. How long am I going to hear about this for? Okay.
How long did we hear about your veganism for?
Okay.
Apply the same rule.
Okay, my veganism is a important life choice, which actually could have been the cause of my sickness.
Of your sickness, it actually could have been.
Doctor said, potentially, you could be lacking some sort of vitamin or mineral from your veganism.
And that could have resulted in your sickness.
Shout out to all the vegans in Dublin and the Central West.
Yeah, shout out to all three of you. You're having a great time.
There's way more than three vegans.
Okay, so vegans of Dubbo.
Vegan.
I think there's a group, Vegans of Dubbo.
I got invited to the Vegans of Dubbo group.
You
thank you very much.
You should go and be their guest speaker. You should MC all their events where you guys meet in a paddock and munch on some grass together. You guys should be their speaker.
I do take a fee, though. I ain't doing it for free.
Do they pay you in leaves? It's got to be animal friendly, surely.
I just want to say thank you to Mike as well. Mike from Weekdays.
Mike, my little mate. I love doing the show with him, my little homeboy. Yeah, he did a great job. Loved hanging out with him.
Because in 1 to 3 weeks' time, my partner's over, so I'm taking an extra 2 days off. So, yeah.
Sorry? In the extra 3 weeks, are you taking another 2 days off?
Annual leave this time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so
like,
be good.
Why bother showing up at all, mate? Really?
If I could just get paid not to.
Oh, wouldn't you just?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Have a good weekend, Pippa.
Yeah, you too, mate. You really enjoy your rest. Everyone else will see you Monday.
Batman Scoops up next with the takeover. Bye.
Bye.